And most of the remaining two are in the land of the living dead. They're not doing well, and it's really tough. So it's a very hard thing to sustain, and there's a lot of turnover. The next thing is career disc, which I talked about at first. If you're in Silicon Valley, and that's one reason California's done so much better than Massachusetts, things tend to be more seamless. In other words, people work for one guy today, and the guy works for him tomorrow, and there tends to be more interchange in that environment. But California is one of the few places in the United States that does that. Most places are more hierarchical, and if you wind up being in the small company world, you stay there, so there's a career risk. The final and I think most important thing is the temperamental risk. You can do it. Do you want to do it? And I run into this all the time with people crashing and burning because they just can't stand what they have to do in a small business. The stress kills them. Amar Bede, who wrote a book called Entrepreneurship that was published at Oxford, has a wonderful phrase. He said, "As I look at it, the number one requirement is the ability to live with ambiguity." Now, what does that mean? That means you don't know. That means you probably won't know for a long time, and you won't know in a lot of subjects. Whether you're going to sell the account, whether you're going to get foreclosed on, whether the new employee will work, it goes on and on. So you have to be able to live with what's called ambiguity, or in the business term, uncertainty. If that's not something you like and are comfortable with, this is